Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, I would like to share with you about how to say startup in Chinese. We have a founder and CEO of E2E. She is Shalini Kemka. She is also the advisor to the mayor of London. Hi, Shalini, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan.
Right, startup. You started E2E.Can you share with us how you started and what it's about?
Sure. So I started the business in 2011. And the reason I started it is actually my first business. I learned a lot from my first business and I made some mistakes. So the starting of E2E Exchange was really to help other entrepreneurs not make the mistakes I had done in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So what these learnings were is one is it's very important to meetlike-minded entrepreneurs and to talk to them, have very frank conversations with them. Secondly, is to choose the right time to exit the business,
mm-hmm.
not to exit the business too early.
Or too late.
Mm-hmm. That's true as well. Thirdly, is sometimes there is an upside of raising investment, but you need to understand
mm-hmm.
the pros and cons of raising investment. And fourthly, I felt it's very important to recruit advisors like non-exec directors
right.
to help.
As mentors.
Yes, mentors and non-exec directors to help direct the business in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the reasons why I wanted to start up E2E.
Right. Okay. So I bet we have a lot to exchange about the startup experience. But let's go back with the ancient Chinese wisdom. The way to say startup in Chinese, we say 创业。
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 That's it. Yeah. And there are only two words. Both are fourth tones. And we know the fourth tones in Chinese. We just make the voice down and down, not the down, down, low. It's a very upbeat, very energetic. Sounds as that person is in angry mode. So 创业。
创业。
创业。That's it. Perfect pronunciation. And the two words have quite distinctive meanings here. 创 means to create.And yeah means business. So to create business, it's to start up the new business. But if you look at the ancient form of the characters, 创 originally is the combination between the warehouse. Imagine we are in ancient China
yes.
and it's an agriculture society. And then in the barn, there's a little shelter to collect the grain and to collect the crops. And this is the warehouse.
Okay.
And then the right hand side is the shape of the sickle.
Okay.
So, and then in this case, that means to break through something, to harvesting, to
okay.
create something.
And that's 创.
创.
Okay.
That's it. 创. And nowadays, it doesn't mean sickles harvesting grains anymore. That just means to create.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Because startup is to create.
It is. And then, yeah, in this case, that means business.And the ancient form of the character was actually the plants growing
okay.
quickly. And then, as you can imagine, that means in ancient time, in the agriculture society, that means some prosperous business coming along because that was when they can harvest.
Only in China.
Only. yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Because it's mm-hmm. quite interesting. I mean, startup could be used for anything, but it's
mm-hmm.
what I'm finding quite fascinating is that the literal translation in Chinese is to start up a business.
Yeah.
It's not to start up a new plant or a flower or start something, anything.
Yeah.
It's to start up a business.
A business.
So it shows the mentality of yeah. entrepreneurship.
It yeah. is. So 创业 is a startup in general. 创业。
创业。
Yeah, 创业。And you, as an entrepreneur, then we can say you are a 创业家。
创业家。
Yeah, 家。创业 is the same.And 家 originally is actually home.
Okay.
And the character is a pig underneath the roof.
Okay.
And it's home. But then in this case, the character has evolved to mean someone who is the professional. 创业家。
创业家。
Yeah, 创业家。
创业家。
That's right.
Okay.
创业家。Okay. So as a 创业家, you earlier mentioned about something I think a lot of people would really agree with you. We all made mistakes, but by learning from our own mistakes and also from exchanging the mistakes,
yes.
the experience with people
yeah.
who made different types, then we became better.
Absolutely.
And then how do you exactly facilitate that to happen? Because in many cultures, including Chinese culture, admitting the mistake requires a lot of courage.
Yes, it took me a long time before I did this. So I sold my business in 2004. I started my new business in 2011. So it took me 7 years to build up the courage to admit to myself and to admit to the world the things that I should have done better.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of how we facilitate the exchange is a number of different ways, really. One is that we organize very small scale dinners for 20 people. Then we do large scale events for 500 people. So a lot of it is around events.
Mm-hmm.
Then outside of the events, my team and I, we meet with a lot of entrepreneurs. We get to understand what their needs are.
Right.
And then outside that, either on email or through our own platform, we facilitate the connectivity. Mm-hmm. A little bit like the LinkedIn,
right,
but in our own way.
Right, and in real life as well.
We do it face to face. So we put together a coffee,
yep,
between two people,
mm-hmm,
usually,
yep,
outside of the big events or the private dinners.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And then, of course, to start a new business, to make it more competitive and also to be able to have a longevity, creativity and innovation is very important. And in this case, Chinese, they know how to do it. The way to say innovation or creativity, we say 创意.
创意.
Yeah, 创意.
That's a nice word.
Yeah.
创意.
创意. And yes, you can tell 创 is the same word. That means to create.
Yes.
And 意 here means idea.
So it's quite similar to startup, really.
It is.
Yes.
But here it's more about the idea.
Yes.
It doesn't mean the implementation of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, I have a great idea. And then, of course, to make people understand it, I may still have to show something.
Mm.
So it could be proof of concept. But the way I like E is the character, the combination between the heart and the sound. So the sound of your heart,
right,
is the idea you have.
Because the ideas come from the heart.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Chinese belief. Yes. Of course, now we know the function of a heart is to pump the blood. And
yes,
then
yes,
also, yeah, that also shows the emotion as well.
Yes, so, but it's the spiritual kind of
it is
need to do something better.
Yeah.
I like that. So 创意.
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 Yeah, 创意. And so 创意, that's creativity.
Okay.
Yeah, and then another word we say innovation. In this case, we often use 创新.
创新.
新.
创新.
Yeah, 创新. 创 is to create.
Yes.
And 新, that means new.
Okay.
So to create something new, that's innovation. 创新.
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 So they're actually, all of them are a startup. Innovation, creativity,
mm-hmm,
they all are formed from the word 创.
Yeah, yeah, those start with 创.
Okay.
And then, so now we know 创业 is to start a new business.
Mm-hmm.
创意, 意 means idea.
Yes.
So start a new idea, that's creativity.
Okay.
And 创新, that's create something new, that means innovation.
It's not actually hugely complicated to be able to,
it's all logical,
to change it. Yeah,
yeah,
it's logical.
It's logical.
Yeah.
And then since we talk about idea, the way to say business person or businessman in Chinese,
mm-hmm,
we say 生意人.
生意人.
Yeah, 生意人.
Okay.
And 意,
mm-hmm,
as you remember,
yeah,
that means idea.
Yes.
And 生 is to generate, to give birth,
okay,
to generate idea,
okay,
and then 人 is the person.
Okay.
So the person,
mm-hmm,
who generates the ideas then is
very
the
nice
business person.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, already implies that Chinese people first are creative, and
yes,
second is when they have a great idea, they make it happen.
And they're logical.
Yeah, they are logical. It is. It is.
Okay, that's,
yeah,
really good.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Shalini, for sharing with us. Today, we talk about startup, 创业. The way to say entrepreneur, we say 创业家. Creativity is 创意. Innovation, 创新. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow for more Talk Chinese. 谢谢, Shalini, 再见.
Thank you very much.